You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Dr. Brian Cole and Steve Cashel on 670 The Score.
Back here on this Saturday morning, Sports Medicine Weekly, Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. Programming note, our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, moving to a new day and time, Sundays at 7 a.m. beginning next Sunday, July 26th. Same program, same hosts. Hope you can join us as we continue to do all new shows each week discussing the hot topics and latest in sports medicine from the pros to the weekend warriors. Once again, beginning next Sunday, July 26th, Sports Medicine Weekly moving to Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. only on The Score, Sports Radio 670. And also, folks, to check out current and past shows, Sports Medicine Weekly presents our podcasts. You can find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And Dr. Cole, interesting story from this past week, just back on Wednesday, July 15th, a few days ago, 36 students from Lake Zurich High School sports camp tested positive for COVID-19. And one of our listeners calling in saying, Dr. Cole, we're at another school district. What should we expect following what we learned from Lake Zurich High School sports?
I think, Steve, this is what's representative of what we're likely to be seeing now that these opportunities for kids to either enjoy or participate in the camps for sports, various sports, conceptually thinking about going back to sports in the fall, the highest positivity rate change has been in kids, in this sort of 16 to 25-year-old age range. And, again, it's been a challenge for them. They've done a great job, but it's gotten to a point, I think, that now there are more opportunities as things have opened up, that they're clearly our biggest challenge to keep them in check. Good news is the younger population in general, but not exclusively, but in general, has low-level symptoms, sometimes no symptoms. But there are examples of 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds who just get just as ill as our older individuals. We just have to keep in mind that, you know, our goal here is, again, goes back to what we talked about in March, to so-called flatten the curve, right, Steve? And that means don't overwhelm the hospital system. And I think you and I are going to have to keep our eyes on what happens locally in Illinois and just keep our fingers crossed that it's not going to be the same thing that's happened in 35 or more states. So I think what's going to happen, probably not going to be the first situation. And generally, if you have a couple people who test positive, you can do some contact tracing, keep it in check. You don't have to shut down a whole program. But when you have 35 or more people in an organization who are on top of each other from a sporting point of view, test positive, you pretty much have no choice but to shut it down. And I think parents are going to not be particularly interested in sending their kids into that environment. It's possibly less about the kids getting sick than it is the parents at home as well. But it all matters. So, Steve, it's going to be a challenge. I think I'd love for us to not have to talk about this at all on a weekly basis. It's something that all of us are in tune with and affects us every single day.
Okay, Dr. Cole, we are out of time. So wishing you and your family, your patients, all the best and your staff. And good to see baseball back next week. Look forward to that. But we'll talk with you next Sunday. Again, Sports Medicine Weekly moving to a new day and time. Sundays at 7 a.m. It begins next Sunday, July 26th. So we look forward to talking with you then.
Likewise, Steve. Have a great week.
Thank you. And also, friends and listeners, you're invited to tune into our Sports Medicine Weekly podcasts available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, listening to current and past shows. Many thanks to our producer, Shane Reardon, also to David Cole for managing our website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. We thank you for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly. Be back again next Sunday at 7 a.m. Central with a brand new edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Have a safe rest of the weekend, everyone. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly only on 670 The Score. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Sports Medicine Weekly, heard every Saturday morning at 8 with Dr. Brian Cole and Steve Cashel, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.